Well, welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. This is session 15. I'm reviewing some of the things that have happened, some of the key moments in 2020, sharing my journals, some of the things God said, did, some of the amazing things that we're in the midst of, and how we navigate through those things, how the Holy Spirit can lead us, how the Father can direct us during this shift period. This shift I've been preparing for the last 3 years, so this is not a surprise, but we still have to navigate through it. What is the Father saying? What is the Father doing in these times? It's so important that we embrace the reality and don't get caught up in fear, anger, anxiety, worry, but actually see that there is good that's going to come out of it, and we can legislate for that. So I'm just going to continue sharing some of the things that happened. 16th of July, 2020. Son, the end of the beginning season is coming soon. But there are more seasons of shifting and shaking to come. Now, in a sense, heaven functions on seasons. There are seasons and seasons within seasons, wheels within wheels within wheels. And it's important to know the times of the seasons. And the sons of Issachar knew the signs of the times, the sons of the seasons. And it's important that we know how to navigate through those things and not get thrown by the different seasons of shaking and shifting that come. Legislate to enable smooth transition between the seasons and deal with the forces behind the systems that will disrupt the flow if allowed to. Now, we, as the sons of God, need to stop whatever's behind disruption of what God is doing so that we legislate for smooth transitions, not revolution in an angry sense, but a smooth transition from one age to the next age. We're moving out of the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. That's a cosmic thing on the Mazaroff scale. But within that, there is so much more that we can do to legislate for the smooth transition of the old, end of the old into the new, as we take our positions as sons of God. Continue restoring the fallen ones and begin to engage the dimensions behind them who are usually hidden from sight. This is a mandate for me. Look for the voids where there's the absence of light and goodness to observe the strategies of the systems to perpetuate the global control of our children. So there are systems, there are things in place. Now, I'm not into conspiracy theories and all of this huge stuff, but I realize that there are spiritual forces at work to try and keep us from our sonship. And if we're kept from our sonship, then creation is kept in bondage. And these things thrive on the cycles that go on of division and competition and conflict and tribalism, and they keep us from the unity of heart, mind and purpose that God originally desired. Family, one family of the earth, and even the earth itself is separated, the landmass separated, the tectonic plates in friction with one another. The earth itself, the very core of the earth, needs to be re-engaged, and creation itself needs to be set free. Son, prepare for the harvest that will come during the next seasons. Your mandate is to equip them in sonship. Invest in a paper version of the Engaging God program, and we're looking to do that right now, and in translating it into the major languages, as you have now the foundational material to do so. So we are looking to get the message out of sonship, unity, oneness, the restoration of all things, calling people into their heavenly positions of authority so we can legislate for the ages to come. Legislate for more volunteers to transcribe the modules and create a greater community for the Engaging God program by giving regular updates and interaction. And I think it's important that we interact with one another, that we engage with one another, that we realize that we're all in this together. We're all on the same journey. We may be at different places on our journey, started in different positions, but we're all heading for the same place, the full restoration of the sons of God and full freedom for creation. Son, mobilize our sons to action. Prepare them for the next seasons so they will be ready to shield the earth and restore the dimensions. Do not hold back on establishing the Ascension Restoration Government Groups. Announce them soon and start with 3, 7, 12. Now, I've done this. This is happening right now. I'm formulating groups of people who really want to legislate for the restoration of all things governmentally, cosmically, globally, not just individually, but looking at the bigger picture. And I'm willing to start with working with those and engaging with those and relating to those who have a heart and are willing to step out into their destiny. The groups must be mature enough to function independently of you or willing to learn quickly by engaging their mandates. Ascension groups must become relational and always be governmental to maintain their effectiveness. The group's primary purpose is the restoration of the fallen systems to enable the dismantling of global control systems of darkness. All legislation must be an outworking of the oracles of our heart, and the oracles of God's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, union, blessing. Those are the things that we need to have see functioning. Therefore, some engaging God program sessions are vital for preparation. So I've done some teaching on the oracles of the Father's heart and things which are very helpful if we're going to learn to legislate together. Son, as always, passion and heart are more important than intellectual knowledge alone, but maturity and character and love is vital. So I'm not necessarily looking for people who are experts, because I don't think there are any experts in this move, whatever we're doing. I don't think there are many experts. But what we have is people with a heart and a passion and a desire for restoration and for creation. Son, cross-pollination is something you should be open to going forward, but at present there are very few people with the experience of the restoration of the fallen ones, but this will become more widespread over the next few years as we are raising them up. Son, love for creation and its freedom is also a characteristic that will help facilitate what will be needed going forward in interacting with the elementals. We need to come back and bring everything back in this symbiotic union with suns and creation. 27th of July. You are creative, made in our image to be an expression of love to creation. Start in your Jerusalem with balance between body, soul, spirit, and express the rest you have in unconditional love to others. And it's really important to start with ourselves, to make sure that we're in balance, harmony, spirit, soul, and body, no competition within, that we are functioning in ourselves, in expressing and outworking the reality of what God is doing. And it's so important that we embrace that reality, we understand that reality. So important to learn how to function together in unity within ourselves, body, soul, spirit, in union, in unity. Really, really important. And I want to encourage you to open up to your heart to the Father, to allow the Father to embrace the reality of who you are in your identity. And if there's any issues with identity and any need to perform, that you come into the reality and the full knowledge of your identity in Him. That will bring you into a whole different dimension of truth. Use the limitless grace that you've been blessed with to be a blessing to others in your spheres. I am the God of the living and the dead, so my limitless grace is available to you for all creation. Do not limit it, but be an expression of it to all. Focus your attention on the living. Make them your priority to give them the same value and worth as we do. Son, you can value some things higher than others because you're not infinite, but we do not, as all things carry the same worth to us and are precious. Treasure those things that you value and do not take them for granted, but appreciate their worth as we do. Son, the shift that is occurring is time to recalibrate values and worth at all levels, from the cosmic and global to the personal. Reset your life and reorder your priorities to expand outwards until all is balanced and harmonious as a sun within and without. The groan of creation starts within all living things, and all things can feel it, but it is only the sons of God who are designed and have the abilities to be oracles of our heart. Mankind is an oracle, but has expressed the sound of the wrong source, that of knowledge without relationship. The world is a reflection of the internal state of our children, fragmented and broken, but on a corporate level, it is also a reflection of the denominated state of the church. And I believe that the world is the way it is because the church is the way it is, and we need to take responsibility for that. Only as our children are restored to face-to-face intimacy can they resonate with our heart and be oracles of love that creation is longing for. only as the divisions, competition, and conflict that are so evident with the institutional church are exposed by those who are truly representing who we are in union and oneness, can creation respond. The old religious systems of the DIY tree must be exposed for what they really are by the revealing of the true freedom and relational union. The light of love must arise and shine in expressions of true sonship that must not be hidden beneath a religious facade. The true mountain of the house of the Lord must rise above all the false mountain systems inspired by the knowledge of good and evil. The false mountains created by the DIY do-it-yourself culture will crumble and fall and bow to the government of God. And this is the process of restoring and renewing and bringing creation and bringing the culture and the affairs of the nations of that man have created back into the family and covenant that God has desires. The shaking of the old systems will reveal the new as they are removed, crumble and fall. All the isms and ideologies of man will come to nothing as they have always been doomed to failure. There is no man-made solution that can fix the problems that mankind has created through their independence from relationship with us. The true solution can only be found in following the path of the tree of life back to restored innocence. And that's what God so longs for. Restored face-to-face wonderful innocence and relationship in which he reveals who he is and reveals who we are in relationship with him. Son, there is a simplicity in unconditional love that does not need to be complicated. So just live loved, love living, and live loving. Rest in the reality of immortality and be who we made you to be, unrestricted and unlimited. 28th of July. Son, all things will be restored to our original intention, but that does not mean to the wishes of our children. Many people want to see things restored that were never our desire in the beginning, so those wishes can never be fulfilled. Many people are living with the regrets of the past that were the results of following their own desires, so those things will not be restored. Son, living in the past with regrets over lost opportunities is a waste of present and future time. We desire to wipe away all the tears linked to the past so our children can go on unhindered by loss and regret. Now that doesn't mean that we don't have our past dealt with, but we don't focus on it and allow it to hinder our future. Let God deal with us. Open our hearts, be living sacrifices. He wants to wipe away all the tears linked to our past so we don't get stuck. So much time and opportunity is lost by dwelling in the past where our children are not living life. They are existing in pain and sorrow, wallowing in what they have done or in what has been done to them. We must be free. Yes, forgive, release, resolve, but move on. God doesn't look at the past the way we do. We see it from memory. We need our memory to be restored, to be redeemed. The cloud of witnesses have no pain or regrets, but have wisdom, having had all things put into a right perspective. Memories no longer have the ability to cause pain or sorrow, as they are covered by the victory of life over death. It is time for you to move on, to live for the future. Resolve what you can, but be transformed by our unconditional love. You don't have to make everything right. I know if we've done something and we've broken relationship, we can ask for forgiveness, we can look for restoration of that relationship. But we can't stay stuck in the past. Son, we do not dwell on the past. Make sure you do not also. Some people will not let things go in this life. Do not be controlled by them. Son, living in regret is such a negative energy state that is debilitating and demotivating. It can be redeemed, but you cannot restore what should never have been. Son, you have seen our desire to restore relationship with our children, so focus on restoring future relationship, not resolving the past. Allow God to direct what we need to do with the past and allow him to deal with it, healing our sorrows, removing the weight of those things that have happened to us so we're not hindered in our future. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and not conform to our past image that has been created through this world. Son, come and brood in the cradle of life over a restored future. Feel our heart, let our desire motivate your intentions so you can be as we are. I felt the energy of life begin to pulsate within my heart, creating new future possibilities that were filled with positive energy. Now, the cradle of life is where, within the Father's garden, you can enter through golden gates and go into the garden of his heart, the place where desire and thoughts are formulated, where we were brought into reality. And it's a wonderful place where we can brood, where we can intentionally focus and think and engage our whole being so that we begin to resonate with the Father's heart, where we carry the energy of life, we pulsate that with that. And then the future is not going to be tied to the past, but is filled with possibilities, with positive energy when we see God's desire. I took that energy to the waterfall and imparted it to the sound of many waters for amplification in the chamber of destiny. That chamber I first engaged many years ago, where I was taken to meet Enoch behind the waterfall, which I've been drawn to every time I've engaged heaven. You know, in the early days, I spent so much time around the waterfall, the river of life and where it went. And I learned to engage the chamber of destiny. I was given quests by Enoch, part of my mandates. Even before I knew what mandates were, I was given what he called quests to fulfill. And some of those things took me beyond, beyond, beyond. And this is where, when we engage with that, with the waterfall, in a sense, the sound of many waters is the voice of God. So when we resonate with the frequency of God's heart, we speak or are the voice of God, and the chamber of destiny amplifies that voice so that that echoes within the chamber of creation to form future reality. The living light beings begin to dance to the sound, to the frequency, to the cadence of our resonance. So I saw the living light swaying and moving, energized and activated by the sound frequency of my desire. I saw the future begin to manifest into reality, where hope fulfilled is a tree of life. The quantum lumens stream out, forming reality. And it's so beautiful to see. And God, Father, wants us as sons to learn how to function, to brood, to resonate, to create, and to release new future possibilities into reality. 29th of July. Son, come walk with me. We walked in the Father's garden to the Golden Mountain, and we sat there observing the wonder of creation. Now, through this whole period, I've connected with creation in a much deeper way. I felt its groan, I felt the longing, I felt the interaction with the elementals. But there was a way of, how does this all work? How, as sons, are we to interact with creation, to bring government, to bring kingdom into that sphere? So that was on my heart. And God knows what's on my heart, and this is why he takes me on these walks, because he gives me a revelation of his heart to unveil and give me revelation, truth, knowledge of his heart in these areas. So he took me to show me thrones. So when I was sat there, I saw thrones associated with creation, connected to the basin elements of air, water, earth, fire. So obviously there's lots of thrones. We have our own thrones. We have the throne of God. We have the throne of grace. We have the throne room. There are so many different thrones within the temple. But there are thrones seemingly associated with creation and with the basic elements. Those thrones were by the river of fire, the waterfall, the mountain and the garden. And there were other thrones also there for trees, animals, plants, for all beings. The Father took me to each throne, and there, waiting for me to sit as an ambassador, were the representatives of each of the elementals that related to those thrones. And they're looking for who is seated in government towards them to bring blessing, freedom, and that whole spiritual change in dynamic where we, in our sonship, begin to take responsibility to produce fruit, to increase, to multiply, to subdue, and to rule in righteousness and justice, and mercy, grace, and love. They were ancient spirits, and I felt their deep connections to creation and their desire for union and symbiosis with the sons of God. They were waiting for our authority to complete what was lacking in them by giving them direction and order. And again, it's so important to realize that we have a part to play in the government of the whole of creation. See, those elementals were powerful but not wise. The Father showed me history in a moment where they had been seduced by darkness. I felt their grief over the groaning of creation, but also their shame for being deceived and influenced by darkness. We went to each throne in turn, where a connection was made, and I received a download of infused knowledge concerning creation, past, present, future. I felt the sentience of creation and understood more of its longing, and my desire for its freedom and restoration became more focused. You know, I am passionately wanting creation to be set free and brought into the fullness of the glory of our sonship. Son, you've always had a deep connection to nature, but now you are more aware of the responsibility of sonship. You will begin to connect and partner with the elementals. Creation needs the government of man to be fruitful, as intended, and mankind needs the cooperation of the elementals and the elements for harmony to be restored. Son, the need for union and harmony with creation is built into the fabric of your being, and no do-it-yourself substitute can ever bring fulfillment. Son, these thrones will need to be occupied by our sons, who are awakened to the ancient ways. The elements must be governed to see restoration of peace. Therefore, the winds must be tamed, the earth's plates must be unified, the seas be brought to rest, so that nature will be in harmony as it was in the beginning. Son, it is the season for the hope of freedom to be communicated to creation with limitless grace and deep compassion. The oracles of our heart are not limited to what you see as living beings, but for all creation in all its reflections of I Am. Son, legislate for the sons of God to arise and respond to creation's groaning and connect with the elementals. This union and reconnection will raise the frequency of the earth and cause the cosmos to react. We need to begin to restore earth's frequency, bring it back into union and convergence between heaven so that we can see creation respond. 30th of July. Son, the thrones within the atmosphere and the seismic plates are occupied by principalities and rulers that are controlling global issues. The sons of God are beginning to occupy the mountain spheres and the water spheres, but there are still many thrones that need to be occupied and governed. The elementals are presently influenced by those seated in darkness. The elementals recognize who are enthroned and cooperate with them unless many sons are interceding to counteract the negative influence. There is a role for counteracting the influence of what's going on with the world, but there's only a limited capacity we have in that until we're seated in those positions and the right beings are seated in those positions or restored to be seated in those positions. The elementals will work with those who are enthroned, and that's operating within the atmosphere of the earth, and we need to see the atmosphere transformed. Son, creation is longing, waiting for our children to arise and be seated in identity and authority in the heaven and on earth. Who is seated in the atmosphere as the greatest influence on the earth, but who is seated in the heavenly realms as greater authority to cleanse the atmosphere? But they must converge both realms by functioning as the order of Melchizedek. We can't just operate on earth, we can't just operate in heaven, we need to operate in heaven and the earth and the atmosphere to bring this back into full government. Son, teach our sons to engage and function in the dark cloud of the cloak of mystery to remove the darkness by releasing the light. Now, that dark cloud, the cloak of mystery, was a place that I was shown to engage the fallen angelic beings in a safe environment to bring them into restoration and that they can remain there free and unhindered and unopposed during their process of restored restoration. And it's a weird thing. You know, the God Father showed me about this cloak of mystery. It was like a mantle, but it also meant I had access to this dark cloud. And this isn't the dark cloud where I engaged the Father's face. That was a different dimension of that in perfection. This is a dark cloud where we can engage. So it's within the realm of the kingdom of God and associated with our authority and our mountains there. So we can engage the fallen angelic beings that we often know as dragons, giants, kings, and other beings or things which are symbolic of positions of authority. And that, when we've operated with them, will give us access into the atmosphere of the earth. Only when you take authority in the dual realms of heaven and earth Can you restore the atmosphere and mobilize the global elementals to enable full governmental rule? Changing the global control system will not be possible without occupying the thrones of the elements of creation, as they are used to create instability, insecurity, and fear. There's so much we must bring peace and rest back to creation, the earth. Really dealing with the earth, setting the earth free from its bondage, and that is every aspect of the earth, on earth, in the earth, under the earth. For fear generates anger. Anger is used to create division, and division creates competition, and that creates conflict, which creates tribalism and empire, which creates more cycles of division, which must be broken. The cycles must be broken by coming together in union of relationship that will model a new progression of well-being. And it's so important that we see well-being, that we actually see an increase of that wonderful state of love, joy and peace, rest. This cycle is where union creates covenant, that creates peace, which creates family, which brings union and harmony. And that is what we want to see. This cycle of seasons functions like a fractal at many levels, beginning with you being in the union of spirit, soul and body, and the convergence of time and eternity and heaven and earth throughout the dimensions. Union leads to cooperation and peace, which creates harmony, which restores family, oneness, togetherness, the environment that fosters love. Son, when our children truly function in relationship and government in the heavenly realms, in the union of perfect love, they will be able to begin to reflect heaven in and through their lives and so manifest sonship. Again, I went to the cradle of life within the heart of the Father and I began to brood over union. Because I wanted to know, what is union? What does it really mean to be in union, to be in oneness? It's not false unity based on beliefs. This is a totally different dimension of oneness. Like when we are joined to the Lord, we become one spirit with him. When we're joined to each other in this union, it's like we become one spirit. I'm not saying we will have a hive mind or one neural network, but I believe it will be something akin to that. When we function as the mind of Christ, with that one way of thought, action, expressed, yes, through our creativity, but so much together. So I wanted to brood over union. I wanted to get a deeper revelation and understanding. So I was doing that until I was pulsating with creative energy, producing the frequency of oneness. And I began to release that frequency. I stretched out the moment of incubation to be ready to birth union, and I saw division, fighting, resisting, but eventually falling. I saw the repeating cycles of the vicious circle of division to tribalism broken, and the infinite pathway of covenant replace it. This was so exciting. Energized by what I saw. Now I was seeing in essentially what could be. I wasn't seeing what is guaranteed to be. I was seeing what could be if we engage, and we need to activate what could be to become what will be. And this is where we begin to function in creating reality, choosing reality aligned to what is brooded over within the cradle of life. So energized by what I saw, I engaged the waterfall of the sound of many waters to amplify the sound of union. It began to resonate and increase in intensity in the chamber of destiny until the chamber of creation was activated. The sound was magnified to a creational level and the quantum lumens began to dance to the creative rhythm of the frequency. Now, what you're seeing, what you're doing this year, is not an instant. You're engaged in a process, and that process can feel like it's an event, but actually what you're doing is stretching out a moment. And so everything functions in process, seasons. But for the way, if we're disentangled and disconnected from the effects of the limitations of time, then a quantum moment, a packet of quantum time, if you like, can be expanded to include that season. So you can like see the moment, experience the moment, but it is actually the whole season that you're engaging. So this process may have taken me half an hour, but actually this could have been a year. This could have been, you know, it's not, we mustn't think time in the same way and be restricted in that way. And I encourage you to look at, are you chained to time? Are you looking at getting older? Are you looking at being another day gone? And all of these things which limit us, make sure you're free and disentangled from the wrong sense of time. The creative light was alive with the energy necessary to pop the quiff, begin the cycle of wave function collapse. You see, if reality is going to come into manifestation, if that reality, then all of creation, how reality forms, all of the quantum lumens, the light, the illumination, the photons of existence need to begin to have no other choice. The problem is when we are legislating for different futures and others of the sons of God are legislating for something different, this creates a double-minded body, and a double-minded body struggles to have focus and intention because it's unstable. So we must come together in union of heart, mind and purpose. And there must be a momentum or a tipping the balance that enables us to begin to pop these quiffs, to see the quantum wave function actually begin to collapse and reality begin to form. Son, the season of limitless grace, greater grace, is beginning as the age of the waters of light and love are dripping into creation, ready to be poured out. Now, I think what God was saying here, what the Father was saying to me, was the age of Aquarius, the future, is coming into the present and beginning to drip into creation before it's poured out. So there are tastes of what is to come. Those tastes are amazing, but what is to come is going to be awesome. Think of a drip compared to a flood. That's what the future is going to be like. Limitless, greater grace. 3rd of August. Sun, shift. The shift you're going through is to reset and recalibrate your life so you can prioritize or reprioritize your time and energy on those things which really matter. Sun, it is relationships that are the most important thing for us, as that is who we are. So if you are to become a mature son and eventually an ascended father, then focus your priority on relationships. Son, all the legislation and government will mean nothing if you don't have love at the center of your relationships. Value what we do and do not be works orientated in relationship. So we need to value what the Father values and don't be constrained to performance orientation. Just as you have realized that religion can not produce relationship through self-effort, you must also realize that your relationships are more important to us than your working with us. So there was an opportunity to reset focus on relationships within family and marriage and other relational connections that sometimes we can lose sight of when we get caught up in the engaging the heavens and doing all those things. And there's a right balance in there that one should inspire the other one to be better. Unconditional love does not value what you do above who you are, as being becomes before doing. And it's so important we realize that God is more interested in who we are than what we do. So often our children put more value on what they do than who they are, and so relationships suffer. So, and this is the way of the do-it-yourself tree path, as lost identity often means things are more important and valuable than people. This is why the world needs to be recalibrated on well-being, not profit, to challenge the God of materialism with love's relationship agenda. The old systems, controlled by competition and conflict that lead to greed and materialism, must be replaced by love-based covenant. Creation is longing for relationship to be re-established as the core value of sonship, so that love will once again be what fuels the physical universe. Love and light are the essential essence of creation. That has been perverted and corrupted by the fall from grace of our children. Restoring love and light is the primary purpose of the message of restoration of all things that must be clear and obvious. The irony of the lack of relationship within restoration must be addressed. so that the restoration of all things movement puts the highest value on love. It's so easy to get caught up in doing and doing and doing and just lose sight of the importance of being, because that brings rest, and rest then enables relationships to thrive. Love and restored relationship must be the core value and motivation for restoration at every level. Trying to restore creation is ridiculous if relationship is sacrificed on its altar. So often the mission becomes more important than its values, and we must be so careful that we do not do that. The whole of creation is waiting and longing for this recalibration back to love and relationship so it can be set free. Restoration of relationship between people, families, nations, dimensions, the spiritual and physical realms, and beings. This must bring an end to all division, whatever it's based on, be it color, origin, ethnicity, wealth, intelligence, position, power, nationality, or any other thing that contradicts love. The union and harmony of all things relationally is the true goal of the restoration of all things agenda and must remain its core principle. Son, reassessment of all values in love, the light of love, is one of the key elements of the shift that is taking place. And again, I so encourage everyone to embrace this. When unconditional love is the foundation of life, then relationship will be life's greatest and most valuable commodity. When establishing restoration, government groups, love and relationship recalibration will need to be the first priority. 4th of August. Son, come walk with me. We entered into the court of the councils of the fathers, and I stood before the 24 elders. They addressed me quite formally as an ambassador for the Joshua generation and the restoration of all things, and said, "We call you to represent the one new man in Christ, to unite old and new in oneness and union of purpose. We give you the mandate of the Father's heart as an oracle to bring this generation for union to bridge the generations. You have accepted the scrolls for the harvest in the Joshua generation. Now we call you to bring union for the restoration of all things." I felt their hearts burning with passion for union and oneness, and I resonated with them, so I accepted the mandate. Now I believe this is not just for me. This is an acceptance on behalf of who are coming together in oneness and union, yes, in sons. They gave me a crown and a new tool of light. It was like a blue light orb of creative energy that vibrated in my hand. This was something different. I'd never received that before. Sometimes when you engage a mandate, you're given things to enable you to fulfill the mandate. The Father said, "We are one and union is our nature, so we are going to open up new opportunities to legislate for the four streams to become one river, and more importantly, for two generations to become one. Son, creation is longing for union, and the earth needs to be unified as one family to become your source of oneness for the creative order. We call you to unite our children from many nations into one family in sonship for the sake of creation. We're going to do more heart surgery, this time not to expand your heart, but to strengthen it so it can beat more with more force. We will give you the strength of heart to empathize, so be prepared to feel deeper emotions spontaneously for people and groups." And I have begun to do that. Sometimes I just weep in the presence of God. I feel deeply moved. "Son, you will be moved with compassion unexpectedly for things you never bothered you before, and you will greatly be energized for those things that did." So there are things that I did relate to, what I'm going to be energized for, and there are things that never really bothered me. I never saw them, but now, all of a sudden, these will be meaningful, and I will be moved with compassion. "Son, you've given us your heart, and you will enter into a season of deeper emotional connections." 5th of August 2020. "Son, your mandate with government groups is to engage our heart and legislate whatever we show you. Do not set the agenda. Let us direct you as you collaborate with our heart. Each group will function differently. You can introduce each group to the Cradle of Life, Chamber of Destiny, the Chamber of Creation process, and the true Dark Cloud of Mystery. Each group will release its own frequency to attract the angelic realm and then follow our directions. We will assign the Cloud of Witnesses to engage with you, and as you function in union together with our heart, your mandates will have greater impact. And again, it's so important. Union brings blessing. Sun brood over the groups creatively within the garden of our heart to activate them with living light. We will give each group a sound that will reflect their collective identity. And again, this is a whole process that I believe God is wanting to bring us through, take us into this place where he's bringing us into oneness, into unity of heart, mind and purpose, carrying the oracles of his heart, being oracles, but focusing on relationship. This starts with restored face-to-face innocence. And I want to encourage you, as we just go into an activation, to embrace restored face-to-face innocence. This is when you're brought face-to-face to the reality of God, in perhaps into that dark cloud experience where you go into perfection. And I want to encourage you to be open for where the Father will take you. Go on walks with him. Let him take you into the places where transformation will take place, where revelation will be birthed, where you will begin to truly know the reality of his heart for the restoration of all things, for your identity, for your restoration, and for relationship. True, passionate union of heart, mind, and purpose, which is what God wants to bring us into with him and with each other, and to bring about that with the elementals and creation itself. So I just want to encourage you, just close your eyes. We're just going to focus on that union that is within Father, Son, and Spirit. These are some of the declarations that have been made, Father's made to me and with me, and I just want to encourage you to embrace these yourself. So just come to a place of rest. Don't strive for anything particular. Set your own agendas down and just allow that place of rest. Start breathing and coming into the rhythm of the Father's heart with Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. So you breathe in deeply and hold that breath and breathe out Yod. And then you can breathe in the Hey and breathe out the Vav until you're breathing in that rhythm with the very life and breath of God. Just come to that place and hear the Father's desire for oneness and relationship. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. I am love, and love is I am. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. Feel the motives of my heart for you. Feel the desire of my heart for union with you, that you will be joined and one spirit. Feel the union of relationship. I am that I am, union. Be in union with I am. I am that I am, and I change not. I've always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. Embrace the union of love. Come face to face with me. Come into that face to face intimate relationship where the Father can reveal the reality of who you are. Perhaps just ask the Father to take you into the dark cloud, to take you into that place of deep, deep, deep intimacy, where you see just one amazing facet of his face that will reveal reality of who you are as a son. Go deeper. Live loved. Love living, live loving, rest. live in the rest and reality of immortality. Just be still and know face to face the union with love, the union with joy, the union with peace. Rest in that union. Cease striving. Be. 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 In union and blessing. Be. 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 At one. In union and blessing. Oneness. With the Father's heart, with the Father's mind, with the Father's purpose. Face to face intimacy, innocence restored. Just allow the Father to restore you to innocence, to wipe away all tears, to restore and redeem every memory, to bring you into union, spirit, soul, body. You would be one within yourself and one with his heart, carrying the oracles of the Father's heart. Passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, union and blessing, union and blessing. Live in the rest and reality of immortality, and so fulfill your destiny as a son of God. Just stay in that place, face-to-face intimacy, and be brought into a deeper relationship with creation itself.